Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. They are opening Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, it's everyone in New York is talking about that right now.
15 days.
You know, we've been waiting for the last year and a half for shows to open up, for venues to open up. We've been waiting to get back out on stage, and really for the last 6 months, we've been in our rehearsal space, just kind of chipping away and tightening up and getting ready to do a gig. And so I'm happy to say that we're finally going to do one on the 20th at Madison Square Garden, and I cannot wait. I mean, we've been rehearsing every day and writing this insane set list of like 25 years of songs. And now we finally have somewhere to do it, and it's going to be at Madison Square Garden.
Finally. It's been 400 days since any show has been at Madison Square Garden. And we're finally somewhat getting back to normal.
But it's open full capacity, which means there's going to be a stranger sitting right next to you.
But you have to bring your test to get in.
Okay, because you can't fake that. You can't get a fake one.
I know, but at least they're doing that.
Right. No, it's true. And the other thing I think is interesting is in New York, they're talking about having vaccinated sections and non-vaccinated sections, just like smoking back in the day.
Non-smoking.
Like they had smoking sections. So now they have, that's what they're talking about doing in venues and restaurants and, you know, some of the larger places where they can partition you into different sections.
I'd love that.
Yeah. What do you think? That's a good idea.
Yes, because we can throw things at the section with the, it's dividing the idiots amongst the non-idiots.
Right.
It's like, who are those people over there? Morons.
Right.
Because they're going to get sick and die. And that's the section to sick and die. It's like with non-smoking and smoking when we had that. Yeah, those are the stupid people that want to die. It's a smoking section.
But there was always that one table that was in the non-smoking section, but it bordered the smoking section and you could still smell the smoke. So it's like, what's the point of being in the non-smoking section when the guy 2 inches from my head is puffing away?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing. If they're going to delineate vaccinated versus non-vaccinated sections, they need to put them like
in a vacuum,
6 feet apart, far away. And I wonder, you know, maybe in that way, it's funny because most of the time I'm really anti-shaming. But I feel like it's okay to shame people in New York. Other cities where you don't interact that much with people and you're not really in each other's faces, if you don't want to get vaccinated, it's not a good thing, but it's not, you're not really hurting other people.
Mm.
In New York, we are up in each other's business. Just walking down the street, there's piles of people. So I think it's okay to shame the unvaccinated, especially in a restaurant environment. If you're not vaccinated and you're coming out to eat, I want to know who you are. I want to see where you're sitting so I can not use the bathroom over there and maybe, you know, exit the other way. My guess is the non-vaccinated people are going to be given the terrible tables over by the...
Yeah, where like the smoking section was.
Right, like in the corner or by the... where the doors, you know, open and close to the kitchen. Like, you're going to have the worst tables. And yeah.
Well, they need vaccinated and non-vaccinated flights. Or area of the flight. So you get to be in first class if you're vaccinated. If you're not, you get to sit back in the back with the cattle.
Yeah, I think that's not a bad idea. Vaccinated sections and non-vaccinated sections. But again, then you get that one row where you have three people who are vaccinated.
Row. It's the exit row, though. So there's a lot of room.
Okay.
So don't go back there. And the good thing about airplanes is there's a bathroom in the back. There's a bathroom up front. So you don't have to use with the common folk.
No, it's not that. What I'm saying is let's say the non-vaccinated section starts at like 10A. Well, if I'm in 9A, then I'm just a seat away from somebody that I know has not been vaccinated. Do you know what I mean?
Well, the good thing is now that you can put a plastic barrier up. You see this in a lot of radio studios now and businesses, they have plastic walls that go up to the ceiling. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to have.
No, but an airplane's not going to do that.
Yeah, it's a little piece of plastic. You walk through it, it goes, and you go in there and you throw things at them.
Yeah, but I, what I'm saying is I don't think that airlines are going to do that, is my point.
Mm-hmm. Or just have non-vaccinated flights and vaccinated flights.
That's how they have to do it. Like, if you've not been vaccinated, you know, you're on the 9 a.m. flight.
It's the red
eye. If you're vaccinated, you're on the 10 a.m. flight. Yeah, I think that that's the better way to do it. Because that way, you know, the whole plane has been vaccinated and you can feel safe and you can move about the cabin.
But it boils down to how are we going to let them know that we're vaccinated and how do we let them know that we're not? You know, just faking a card. Anybody can fake a card.
Yeah, no, that's true.